Les yeux noirs, most often translated as dark eyes, is the name of a Russian gypsy tune that became a pop hit in Europe and the U.S. in the 1930s. Now it's the name of a French group that blends gypsy and Jewish melodies with samples, electric guitar, and drums. Rolando Arrieta saw the group on its recent U.S. tour and has this report.
The idea of bridging musical cultures came to singer and violinist Eric Slabiak in a dream.
It was a dream that old acoustic and new electric music could live together. In the group, we think if this music don't evolve, it will die. So we want to preserve the life of this music on the 21st century.
A yiddishe mame. Es gibt nicht besser in die Welt. A jüdische Mame. Oi, weh, wie bitte, wenn sie fällt. Wie schön nun lirtig ist in euch, wenn die Mame ist du. Wie treurig finster wird, wenn Gott nimmt ihr euch eure Mabu.
Eric Slabiak and his brother Olivier grew up in a Jewish household in Paris in the 1970s. Their parents came from Poland and lived in a neighborhood filled with Eastern European immigrants.
It was a lot of emotion to hear our grandparents, our grandmothers singing in Yiddish. We love it.
Their parents, however, felt the brothers should follow a different path, so they were enrolled in the Brussels Royal Conservatory of Music.
My parents tell always, you have to be a classical musician. We want you to be a soloist. We want you to be the next Yasha Heifetz or Yehudi Menuhin. It was a very big charge on my shoulders.
But Eric Slabiak says playing the violin sitting down was no fun.
It was too rigid and there weren't any fantasy.
So on the side, he started listening to gypsy music and jazz.
I discovered the gypsy music by my uncle, who was a gypsy and jazzistic violinist who played with Joseph Reinhardt, Django's brother, and he played with Django too. And my uncle gave me some scores, and I began to learn this by myself, not saying nothing to my teacher and to my parents.
The Slabiak brothers quit the conservatory. They found some like-minded musicians and formed Les Yeux Noirs. The musical affinity between the gypsies, properly called Rom or Roma, and the Jews goes back to the 14th century. Historian Yael Strom wrote the Book of Klezmer.
In many instances, the Rom were the ones who provided the Jewish music for Jewish occasions, particularly the weddings. And music, if you listen to the melodies they shared, there were aspects of the playing of particularly the violinists in the Klezmer bands, in the gypsy bands, that were similar. So they had this relationship.
Roma terre e barbari e baiari cai tutero des pacu yamari si caf dromaro droma me yenge.
Yael Strom says the Rom and the Jews were further bound by the fact that throughout history they were considered pariah in the communities where they settled. He says the bond was cemented in the concentration camps of World War II.
Particularly Auschwitz, they shared. There were Jews and gypsies that played in the orchestras and in the bands together, often playing as Jews and gypsies were marched to the gas chambers.
The great sadness experienced by the Jews and the gypsies over the centuries is very much a part of their music, says Eric Slabiak. In fact, he says, the music of the two cultures provides a soundtrack for their history.
And the emotion is because music and lyrics are speaking about life, gypsy and Jewish life. Sad, but at the end of sadness, it's always happiness. In the music, you can hear that. It's the exact mirror of the spirit of Jewish and Gypsy people.
Un as du weißt, wenn reich jeder sollst du nicht vergessen, stidele. Rojinkes mit Mandeln, das wird sein dein Baru. Jidere wird Aal sammeln. Schlaf, je jidere schlaf. Schlaf, je jidere schlaf.
When you heard this music, you've got like a film in your head, like a journey. Like when you go to the museum, we just want to make people traveling all over the feeling and the music and the history of Gypsy and Jewish people.
It took Les Yeux Noirs a year to realize the musical marriage of the two cultures. Eric Slabiak says his dream of carrying on those traditions and bringing them to a new audience seems to have become a reality.
A lot of people at the end of the show tell us, we are not Jewish, we are not Gypsy, we never heard your music. But we are sure that we are a little Jewish and a little Gypsy in our hearts. It's a music I think we're speaking to everybody.
Les Yeux Noirs returns to the U.S. in April. The group is already at work on its next collection of songs recorded during its last tour. For NPR News, I'm Rolando Arrieta.
This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Bob Edwards.